Now, again, from a research perspective right now, I guess two of the questions that are being asked in terms of the neoadjuvant setting, again, by the NSABP, is first of all, can they replace the oral agent, capecitabine, for intravenous 5-FU? So that's one of the randomizations. And the other is whether or not bringing in oxaliplatin in the neoadjuvant setting with radiation therapy will be valuable. Let's start with the capecitabine. How much of an advantage in general do you think it is to be able to use an oral agent as opposed to intravenous if it turns out that the efficacy and side effects would be the same?
Well, I think that the advantages are huge to be able to take a pill rather than a continuous intravenous infusion of a drug. And several studies, perhaps not in the rectal cancer setting, but several studies with colon cancer have shown equivalence with oral capecitabine and IV fluorouracil. So I would expect the data to be no different. As far as the use of oxaliplatin combined with radiation, I know that there was some concern initially about perhaps increased toxicity, but a recent multicenter phase 2 study demonstrated good response rates. Perhaps the toxicity is a little bit higher, but it's tolerable and it's treatable. And I think that the next group of studies are going to provide us with data on combining oral capecitabine, oxaliplatin with some of the angiogenesis inhibitors. And I know that those studies have started. So we're certainly seeing more combinations, better response rates, and the toxicity combined with radiation is tolerable and certainly treatable, and the response rates are higher.